There's a ton of kids today. That's what I want to see. That's what the kids tell me. There's a ton of kids. Excellent. Good. Come on up. I want to talk about what Jesus just said. He used a big fancy word. I wanted to check and see if you guys knew what it meant. Jesus said that we should be reconciled to our brother. Does anybody know what the word reconciled means? Maybe I should stand up over here, huh? The guy's way down there. I can hardly see. What does it mean to be reconciled to your brother? It means to be happy with your brother or your sister. So let me ask, who here has a brother or a sister? Let me ask this. Who here is always happy with your brother or your sister? I see some hands. Maybe I'll ask mom and dad. Some of you know, though. Some of you are making this. I got it. It's hard to always be happy with our brother or sister, isn't it? Because what happens? We kind of get in each other's way. They're annoying. That's the word I heard. Did you hear that there? Let me ask you this. Who said they're annoying? This young lady. Let me ask you this. Have you ever thought that maybe you annoyed them? No, of course not. Of course not. So, oh, he says you do. So I don't know. You have something to talk about at lunchtime. So here's what I want us to think about. Jesus said, be reconciled to your brother or your sister, because he knows that if we live in the same house with people, we can get in each other's way. We can want the same toy or something like that, and we can annoy each other. And sometimes my brother or my sister annoys me, but I think sometimes I might annoy them. Do you think that's possible? Yeah, I think it is. So I want us to learn two words. You actually already know them. When we annoy our brother or sister, are you ready for the two words? You know what they should be? No, no, annoying is the problem. I want to say after we've annoyed each other, then we say what?
Happy.
I'm sorry. No, exactly. I know. It's hard, isn't it? Is it hard to say I'm sorry?
Yes.
Oh, because she's saying you have to admit to something. I think you're with me on this. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Some people say it's easy to say I'm sorry because it's easy to say the words, but it's actually hard, isn't it?
Yeah, because
you're feeling a little ashamed, and so it's hard to say. But try it out sometime. Next time we're not getting along, if you're at fault, say I'm sorry. Now, what if your brother or sister says to you, I'm sorry? There's three words. Do you know what they are? When somebody says to me, I'm sorry, I need to say, I forgive you. I forgive you. Is that easy to say?
No.
No, it's not. Exactly. These guys get it. You can tell they have brothers and sisters up here. They know what's going on. It's hard to say I'm sorry and mean it, right? But then it's also hard to say I forgive you and to mean that. And then hug each other. That would be really cool if that happened. So imagine that. God wants that. He said brother, right? He said our brothers and sisters. And I think sometimes he's talking about the whole church, that he wants us to be deal with each other like that. But how about at our homes? Wouldn't that be nice, mom and dad, if our kids, occasionally they're still going to bump heads, right? They're going to get into each other's way. But imagine if we adopted that language. It's a biblical language. So that we would be happy with each other, so we would get along, so we would be brothers and sisters in Christ. So what's the two words? When we do something, we should... I'm sorry. Very good. And what's the three words?
I forgive you.
Absolutely. So let's give it a try. Can we give it a try?
I'm sorry.
I'm hearing very hesitant, give it a try. Let's work on it. We're going to give it a try, okay? Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back.